Putz and her husband, Perry Edwards, have lived in Sitka for only 5 years, but it seems longer. The couple works for the Forest Service, but that apparently is just a day job in a community ripe with opportunity for people willing to lend a hand.
Perry and I both volunteer here at Raven Radio during the fund drives. I volunteered at the Raptor Center doing raptor rehab for a while. Was a mentor for a year with Big Brothers Big Sisters. And then as far as the Sitka Global Warming Group, I have been sort of leading that group for about the last two and a half years. It was around before we came and before I started, but we wanted to make it an active group, actually taking action instead of just, you know, feeling bad about something. And so that's one of the things we've done. My little slogan is Michelle Putz, because that's how you say it, sounds like a verb. Michelle puts ideas into action. And if somebody were to ask me about that, I'd point to my electric car. I'd point to the Green Business Awards that we did here in Sitka for 2010 and expect to do for 2011. I'd point to the Climate Action Plan that I worked on as a volunteer, the leader of the Climate Action Plan Task Force. So I try to get stuff done, and I think that's true whether it's my personal life or at work. A lot of times at work, when they want something done, they ask me to help.
Putz has been both active and visible in the Sitka Global Warming Group. She paid around $4,000 to convert her Geo Metro from gas to electric. It's the one in the 4th of July parade painted as a snow leopard. Putz was born outside of Chicago and attended Ohio State University, where she earned a degree in wildlife biology. She's now a writer-editor for the Sitka Ranger District. She and her husband turned down positions in South Lake Tahoe to come to Sitka. She likes the town's sense of community, and she believes the principles she's cultivated as a volunteer and activist will translate well to assembly policy.
I think everything does sort of relate to that sustainability here in town. I think that we need to be looking at jobs that are sustainable. What does Sitka really need? What do Sitkins need? And what kind of businesses could we bring here that would not require us to ship a bunch of stuff in and then ship a bunch of stuff out? I think education's a great sort of job to bring here, because you bring people here, you teach them something that they can share with others. They're here for a while. It helps your economy. The internet's going to be important for finding jobs here. So I think, you know, I attend quite a few meetings. I listen in on a lot of meetings, so I know kind of the issues that are going on in town. And I think that, you know, I'm ready to sort of take those on with sort of a new look, an overall look of what can we do to make the whole town better with whatever choices we make.
Putz believes that some choices should be left to the community. She doesn't think the assembly needs to be beaten down by both sides of an issue, like whether to build a multipurpose dock at Sawmill Cove. However, she is wary of taking Sitka too far in the direction of Juneau and Skagway when it comes to cruise ships.
I think of cruise ship tourism, and really all tourism, as the icing on the cake. I think that the town of Sitka and its people and maybe some of the folks around here in the region need to be the cake, and that tourism is sort of the icing on the cake. You can have a lot of it. You can have a little of it. You could live without it, but you don't want to. You want to have, you know, that nice, you know, buttercream frosting. So I feel like we need, you know, we should definitely encourage it, but we also need to realize that it might not be the best thing to base a lot of our economy on, because we can't control it as well as we'd like. If you can control it, you know, then it's easier to make it a base. But if it's not controllable by you, you just have to react to it. So icing, not cake.
Putz says renewable energy is the business Southeast Alaska is in. She supports moving ahead on the Tackett's Lake Hydro Project and the Southeast Electrical Intertie. She says she looks forward to the day when she can sell a kilowatt of power off her home solar panels to Canada or maybe Texas. Putz is vying for a 3-year assembly term against incumbent Jack Osmond, former 2-term assembly member Tor Christensen, and fellow political newcomer Terry Blake. Voters will fill 2 assembly seats during the municipal election on October 5th.